A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line for A Problem Shared. Tony, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again this week.
And a very good morning to you, Jerry.
Now, Tony, we have a query in here. Anyone that's got queries in can get them into us now on 0667123666. My wife seems to have a shopping problem. Much of the time, she buys things she neither needs nor uses. The house is crammed with unneeded things and it's costing us a lot of money. I'm at my wit's end. How to sort this one?
Yeah, shopping addiction is very, very complex sort of problem. It's an obsessive compulsive behaviour. It's like gambling, and it is addictive. There's no question about that. What causes it generally is, you know, somebody is anxious, they have low self-esteem, they're unhappy or unconnected or whatever. There's something missing in their lives, generally speaking. And so, I mean, basically, this, I presume we're being asked as to what you could do about something like this. Ideally, if she can see that she is sort of behaving a little bit OTT, and go and chat it out with her doctor would be the ideal beginning point. But I think what has to happen is that in a case like that, somebody has to be able to see themselves behaving. And if you're caught in a situation, you don't see it as being unusual. And the first hurdle to get over, really, is in having her come to the point where she can actually see that's a bit unusual, that behaviour. And so, as I said, the ideal first person to talk to will be the doctor. And from there, basically, what needs to happen is, you know, sometimes a little bit of counselling helps. Sometimes it's filling in the gaps in life. So if somebody is missing things, if they have low self-esteem, you know, anxiety, they're generally unhappy, that sort of thing, what's missing is the question, you know. Do they have, you know, things that keep them occupied? Are they generally happy? Are they, you know, active? Are they out getting fresh air, or they're doing some sort of, you know, hobby or sport or whatever, something that keeps them, as it were, focused and busy. So basically, that's the problem. It's a difficult one, because if somebody is caught in a gambling and or shopping sort of circle, it's very hard for them to see that they're doing something wrong. But, you know, if they can be gently, and the question is, you know, it takes somebody who is not connected directly to be able to pull someone out from that sort of a focus in life. But, yeah, it's a real problem, and some people have a serious problem. And it's a form of, you know, addiction in my book.
Yeah. Is it a question of gently trying to go around it, or trying to find a way to snap somebody out of it, that behaviour? And as you said, it might have to come, as you said, from the outside of your relationship.
It might have to, but if the husband in this case is able to connect with his wife, I mean, it could be, you know, just simply, you know, there's midlife crisis and all these sort of things that happen, human beings, and it could be a sort of reflection of something like that. But talking it out is very difficult for the person that's next to it, as it were, because the emotions tend to run high. You know, if there's, you know, 100 quid's worth of the weekly money spent on rubbish, you know, it's very hard not to kind of feel the emotions.
Get pent up about that. Yeah.
If that happens, it cuts off the communication straight away. But if the husband can talk it out, you know, in a gentle way, take her out for a meal or a coffee and whatever, you know, but, you know, kind of talk it out very, very gently. And that could work. But ideally, if she can begin to see that there's something wrong with her behavior, that there's something, it's not wrong, it's just, you know, it's a disconnection, basically. and there's something disconnected that she has to find her sort of buzz in life out of buying stuff. Like, as I say, it's very similar to a gambling sort of situation. It usually does take somebody outside the family to be able to sort of, you know, talk to the person in a completely detached way. Because if emotions come into the conversation, it'll close it down immediately. So, yeah, you're right there, Jerry.
Yeah, certainly is the case. Okay, Tony, we have another query that's in from a listener here in relation to a query that's come in, and it's, I'm a self-employed tradesman. Recently, a fairly close friend asked if I would do some work for him, and I agreed. Did a really good job. When it came to asking payment, I gave him a price that was half what I normally charge people. The problem is, this friend was not one bit happy, started questioning my price. I have to say, he might as well have hammered a wedge into our friendship. Months later, the feeling of anger and disgust at his attitude has not gone away.
No, that's a very, very difficult one again. When something like that happens, you know, the bristles go up on the back of my neck, and that sort of, you know, and sometimes we react before we think it out. So in a situation like this, it, you know, always if you're doing a job for a friend, you know, agree the price beforehand. That would cure the whole situation.
Or just don't do the job in the first place, maybe. Say, look, give it off getting someone else. But that's hard to turn down either as well.
You, mate.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all have expectations. We all expect to, you know, go on a bus and that it shouldn't be more than a couple of euros to go from A to B. And
yeah,
if you suddenly go on a bus and you're charged 50 euros, you would explode. And that's the wrong time and the wrong place to explode. And in a situation like this, it's very difficult because points of view, humans' points of view of any given situation can be completely at odds with each other. And yeah, this guy could have expected, you know, he might have asked, thinking, you know, you do a little job and he won't charge me more than, you know, a couple of points or whatever, you know. And if that was his view, then this situation could be explained straight away. However, as I said, it would not have happened had a price been agreed beforehand. Because very often, you know, if you ask a friend to do a job and they're making their living from what they do, you have to accept that you pay them, you know, a going wage, a going amount anyway, even with a discount. But again, if you ask a friend, you know, there's a little job has to be done in whatever, the electrics or the plumbing or whatever, and you're expecting it to be a 20-minute job in the evening or whatever, and suddenly you're charged 100 quid for it or whatever, and it can cause the wrong reaction. So points of view is what I am pointing at here. You know, so it would be a shame to lose a friend if it's down to points of view. And basically what I would say to this individual is, think about it, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, he might be dead mean, but if he's dead mean, it would have shown up in the friendship before. But
yeah, you'd probably be aware of it. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And, so, you know, that's the best way to begin to ease out your feelings, you know, because, you know, he says he's feeling disgusted in his attitude, you know, months on. And that's not a comfortable way to be in life, in the story. So have a little look at what way you're looking at it and the possibility that he was looking at it from a completely different way. And it might ease out your feelings.
Yeah. And ask yourself that question, Tony, about whether the money is worth it, losing the friendship or not.
Exactly. Absolutely. You're right to point that one out, you know, because friendships are very, very few good friendships are very few and far between. And yeah, you don't want to spoil a friendship just over a few quid. Exactly.
Yeah. Tony, quick query. We'll have to get to this one maybe in more time the next time you're with us, but which may be in the new year. But a listener wants to know, what can I do with a sibling who's always right and never wrong and never listens to my point of view? It's her way or no way.
Yeah, that's a familiar one.
That could be
one.
A problem for a lot of families at Christmas.
It will be. Well, it's basically autism. You know, people get totally focused in on themselves. And it is a well-recognised, you know, psychological problem nowadays, yeah.
Okay, we'll talk with that in more detail. Tony, there's some brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for talking to us on the programme, for all your help during the year as well with a problem shared. And happy Christmas to you.
And the same to you, Gerry. Thank you very much. Bye.